Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is St. Luke chapter 11, verse 4, the first part of the verse. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. We have many needs. And of all our needs, the greatest is for forgiveness. We enjoy many blessings. And the greatest blessing we enjoy is that of forgiveness. When we have forgiveness, we enjoy peace. When there's no forgiveness, there is no peace. That's true of human relationships. Whether we're thinking of individuals or groups, if we are not forgiving toward one another, there's no peace. But let one of the parties say, I'm sorry, forgive me, I was wrong, and it works like magic. Peace is restored. And this is true most of all in our relationship toward God. Peace was destroyed when we sinned against God. Now, if peace is to be restored, the first step ought to be taken by the offending party. But our sins brought us into such a condition that we were utterly incapable of stepping into God's presence and of restoring peace. Our sins alienated us from God. Our sins put up a barrier between us and God. Our sins caused us to be spiritually dead. And just as little as a physically dead body can do anything, just so little could we who were spiritually dead do anything toward restoring peace with God. But God came to our rescue. God loved us so much that he was willing to take the first step toward solving our problem. And not only the first step, but every step. In his love, he sent his only begotten Son to be our Savior. And in order to be our Savior, Jesus was born sinless. And he lived the sinless life. And he gave that sinless life into bitter suffering and death as a sacrifice on the cross in order that we might have forgiveness. So through his sacrifice, we are forgiven. And throughout his ministry, that was the burden of his message. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Those are the precise words which he spoke to the paralytic who was let down before him in a palace. He spoke words to that effect also to Zacchaeus, to Levi, to the Samaritan woman, to the woman in Simon's house. And after his resurrection, he was still concerned about pronouncing forgiveness to individuals and to groups. There was Simon Peter, who had denied him three times. When the Lord looked upon him in love and concern and disappointment, Simon Peter went outside and wept bitterly. And so the Lord, after his resurrection, assured him that his sin was forgiven. After asking him three times about his love, and after hearing that Peter no longer boasted about superior love toward him, but simply responded, "Yea, Lord, you know I love you," Jesus forgave him. Jesus reinstated him to apostleship, saying, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. And that same kind of assurance he gave to the other disciples. And that same kind of assurance he gives to us today, even as they were in need of forgiveness. So we're in need of forgiveness. We have many problems. But our greatest problem is that of sin, which would fill us with fear, and even greater fear than those disciples had when they were assembled behind locked doors on Easter Sunday evening. But Jesus comes to remove our fears. As he removed their fears by appearing to them visibly, so he removes our fears today by coming and saying, your sins are forgiven. And in order that we might have the assurance of continual forgiveness, he gives us his word. He gives us holy baptism. He gives us holy communion. Through his word, he said to them, and he says to us, your sins are forgiven. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And he has given us holy baptism, regarding which he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And he has given us holy communion, regarding which he says, this is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the remission of your sins. What a tremendous blessing. And as we experience that blessing, we can say, as John did, we have washed our robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And as we experience that forgiveness from God, it is certainly reflected in our life, in our relationship toward others, in asking others for forgiveness, and in being forgiving toward others. And that's why our Lord has taught us to pray, forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. We are to be forgiving toward others. We are to ask others for forgiveness. And so our Lord says, if you bring your gift before the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar. Go your way. First be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. And not only ask for his forgiveness, be forgiving. And how often? Peter asked, maybe 7 times. And the Lord says, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Oh, how blessed to be forgiving. Those who are not forgiving have an ugly and revengeful disposition. But those who are forgiving find joy in the realization that as God forgives them, so they are now enabled to forgive others. Our Lord gives us these great blessings, not only that we may enjoy them ourselves, but that we may share them. Not only that we may be forgiving toward others, but that we may share with them God's forgiveness. And he has given us the command, go, teach, preach, be witnesses, tell them. And he's given us the message, forgiveness through his sacrifice. He's given us the tools, his word, baptism, Holy Communion. He has given us the power. Before his ascension, he said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And that same Holy Spirit who empowered those disciples on Pentecost Sunday empowers us today as we operate through these means of grace. May He grant us His rich blessing as we live under His grace, as we receive His forgiveness, as we are forgiving toward one another, and as we share with others His forgiveness, so that we and they may continue to enjoy God's forgiveness and peace now and forever. Amen.